Hi friends, welcome back to another episode of The Skintellectual. I'm your host, Debbie Jones, and today's episode is really exciting. I'm going to cover one of my very favorite treatments and something that I get asked about a lot, and that is microneedling. Today, I will cover what microneedling is, what it is not, and the benefits, and some of the people that maybe shouldn't do it, all of those things. So stay tuned. Okay, so what is microneedling? I'm going to go over what it is, what it isn't, what are the benefits, what are the contraindications, all the things. First of all, microneedling is one of my favorite treatments, easily one of my favorite treatments. Microneedling and chemical peels, I feel like, get the best results in the littlest amount of time. But people confuse microneedling or think that microneedling and derma rollers are the same thing. They are not. So derma rollers, if you aren't familiar with what they are literally, it. I guess maybe because I have kids, but it reminds me of like a Play-Doh roller. It's a little handheld roller and it has cone-shaped needles all like wrapped around it, and you're supposed to roll it on your skin. But first of all, derma rollers, like I said, have cone-shaped needles, so they can be jagged. And since they're not coming at the skin at a perfect 90-degree angle, rather than causing micro wounds that we want, they can cause micro tears that we don't want. Micro tearing can lead to bacterial infections and scarring. It can almost look like cat scratches on the skin. And they can just do so much more harm than good. They are advertised to say that they help your products penetrate deeper and all the things, which microneedling does do, but derma rollers are not safe for that. And I also don't really feel like people should be doing microneedling at home of any kind, because there's just things that you need to know, and there are products that you shouldn't put on your skin post-needling. And if you're doing it at home and just putting your actives on your skin after that because you read somewhere or some influencer or something told you that it was safe to do, and then you put the wrong thing on your skin post-needling, you're not going to love it. So just basically, if you can purchase a quote-unquote skincare device from TJ Maxx, it's probably not good to use on your skin. So now that we know what microneedling isn't, let's talk about what it is. Like I said, one of my favorite treatments to offer in the treatment room. Also, bonus, it's safe and effective for almost all Fitzpatrick. Well, for all Fitzpatrick's, but almost all skin conditions as well. There are really only two contraindications to needling, which just is a fancy word for you can't do it. And basically, that is a patient who is on or has just recently finished Accutane, or anyone with any active lesions. So any active acne breakouts or rosacea breakouts, or, you know, a herpes simplex breakout, anything that has bacteria, because of course with microneedling we are causing micro wounds and we don't want to open up those lesions and spread bacteria all over the skin. Aside from that, it is super safe and really effective for, like I said, just about everybody. So what are the benefits? I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. I'm just going to list a few. There are so many, and just so many. And you could, the list goes on and on, but I don't want this podcast to be like 40 minutes. So one of the biggest things, biggest benefits for needling is collagen. You may have heard microneedling referred to as collagen induction therapy, especially when it first came out. And that just means we're stimulating the production of collagen and elastin in the skin. And as you know, or may not know, collagen is the thing that gives our skin its plump, and elastin is what gives our skin its firmness. So anytime our skin is wounded, we're going to rapidly produce collagen to that area as an emergency help mechanism. And scars are actually the result of overproduction of collagen due to a deep, jagged, or uneven wound. Think falling or surgeries. So falling, you're going to have uneven and jagged. Surgeries, they're going to be a deeper wound. But basically, needling is the fountain of youth. It's incredible for anti-aging because we're stimulating all of that collagen flow, and it's going to come super, super fast. So when we first are wounded and we first stimulate those micro wounds with needling, our skin is going to send collagen 1 bonds which are the emergency collagen. And then as our skin heals, it's going to build that collagen 3. So again, think of like if you fall or somehow hurt yourself and you get like a scab. So when the first day you get that scab, it looks awful, right? Or even like a surgery. But as your skin heals, it looks better and better and better and eventually goes away if it is not deep enough to leave a scar. Similar thing with microneedling is when you're first wounded with microneedling, you're getting that emergency collagen. But then as your skin heals, it looks better and better and plumper and tighter, and it's incredible. Next, microneedling is phenomenal for helping to fade acne scars. And if you don't believe me, go to my social channels and look at some of my before and afters. There is actually a microneedling device that was FDA approved to treat acne scars, and that was even when it first came out. And then I just learned that that same device was also recently approved for treating wrinkles in the neck and on the chest. So again, back to anti-aging, so great. But going back to scarring, microneedling doesn't just help with acne scars. It really helps with any type of scar except for a keloid scar. So keloid scars, I don't know if you guys can hear. Let me move this. I feel like my cord is rubbing on the zipper of my hoodie, and I don't know if – so if you hear that, that's what it is. Sorry, I just moved it. But keloid scars are those big, thick scars that are raised and puffy, and if you are prone to keloid scarring or you have keloid scars, microneedling actually can't help with those. But stretch marks are a type of scar that microneedling can help. Acne scars, pigment scars, just small scars from like a bike accident or something like that. And even like the scars that seem that you can actually feel or they like make divots in your skin, microneedling comes in and fills those scars in from the bottom up with collagen. Not just with one treatment, but still, it's amazing. And there are some photos of that type of scar healing on my social channels as well. And my social channels should be linked in the show notes. And I think that they are. I think you should be able to find them there. Next, microneedling can help with pigment issues. So hyperpigmentation, hypopigmentation, it depends on the person's like the cause of the hypopigmentation, but pigment issues are great, or microneedling can help with those because, again, we're putting thousands of microneedles in your skin. So you're getting brand new skin cells much, much faster than your normal cellular renewal. So they're pushing brand new scale, the brand new cells. I'm sorry, I feel like I just keep throwing a K in all of my words. I don't know why. But we're pushing brand new cells up to the top and the damaged pigment cells out and flaking off. I personally believe that chemical peels help to lift pigment faster than needling, and I will tell my patients whose primary concern is pigment that they should start with chemical peels first. I always tell patients when I discuss treatment options of needling versus peels that if your primary concern is fine lines and wrinkles and acne scarring or pigment is your secondary concern, then needling. But if your primary concern is pigment – and your secondary concern is aging, then chemical peels. So it just depends. But, and you can really get a good benefit from both. So microneedling can help with pigment and chemical peels can help with fine lines and wrinkles, but microneedling is much faster and I feel like helps a lot more with the fine lines and wrinkles, and then peels are much faster with pigment. So. Now let's talk about pore size. People are obsessed. When I tell you obsessed, I mean obsessed with their pores and their pore size. I cannot tell you how many people come into my treatment room or how many students, like brand new students I see, or even some of the students that are not aesthetics, they might be Cosmo or nails, and ask me, like, hate their pores. For some reason, everyone hates their pores. And I don't understand because pores are so helpful for us and they're doing a good service to us. But I have news for you. Your pores are not doors. They do not open and close. Hot water doesn't open them and cold water doesn't close them. Your pore size is genetic. Now, you're probably saying, well, that's not true because when I look at a little tiny baby, I don't see their pores. And then now I have all these crazy big pores. Okay, true. But that is because of hormonal changes. So people with super oily skin or going through hormonal changes, either early in life or late in life, are often going to have their pores much more stretched out and visible because of the sebum production, because your sebaceous glands are in hyperactivity. If you're someone who's super oily, someone who has an acne condition, or some sort of oil disorder, your oil glands, which are your sebaceous glands, are overproducing oil. So when they are doing that, your pores are going to stretch out and they're going to appear much larger and much more visible than someone who maybe doesn't have that issue. So microneedling can help to tighten them back to what their original size was, but you can't shrink them or make them smaller than what you were born with. A good visual I like to use with my patients and my students are those tiny water balloons that we fill up with for our kids in the summertime, the teeny tiny ones. So imagine the lip of one of those teeny tiny balloons, and you stretch it out to put it over the water spout or over your hose or something to fill it with water, right? So we fill it, it's stretched out, but once we take it off the spout or the water is gone, that balloon immediately constricts back to its teeny tiny little balloon size. So same thing with your pores. Once we take the oil out or the junk, the sebum, whatever it is, that the urban dust, whatever's clogging your pores and stretching them out, once we take that stuff out, your pores can constrict back to their smallest size. Now, that is not instantaneous. So it's not like you pop a black – well, I don't like to say pop. You extract a blackhead and then immediately your pore goes away. Your pore is still going to be stretched out. You have to use products or services, treatments to get them to constrict back, but it is possible. So microneedling is going to help tighten those little baby stretched out pores, go back to their little size. So ipso facto, smaller visibility. Okay. Next, the most instant benefit that most people notice, myself included, with microneedling is that your skin will have never felt softer in your entire life. I love when my numbing wears off from my needling, I will literally take like the backs of my fingers and just like stroke my cheeks because it's so incredibly soft. I love it so much. And it's just one of those, it's like the deepest, deep exfoliation. So like when you are able to wear makeup post-needling, it's just so smooth and incredible. I love it. It's like somewhat like a microderm, like that smoothness, but oh, needling is just on a whole another level. So there are some benefits. We've covered what people are most concerned with. So aging, scarring, pigment, and pores. So let's talk about downtime and how often you should come to have this service done. As far as downtime, there's almost none. For the first 4 hours post-procedure, you're not going to be able to touch your skin with anything except for what I give you, because the channels in your skin, those microchannels, are going to be open and receptive. So you're not going to want to put anything too abrasive. You're not going to want to obviously work out and get sweat and more sebum and all that stuff in those really open and ready pores. Those microchannels. Sorry, we're not creating pores, microchannels. I just had pores in my head. So you're not going to want to touch your skin with anything except for what I give you. And usually I send you home with some form of like a calming or a hyaluronic acid, because those things are both really great for post-procedure, but also great for your skin and for healing. And then for the first 24 to 48 hours, you really shouldn't swim or work out to cause excessive sweating or wear any makeup. Just let your skin breathe and heal. Then the frequency on how often you should come depends on what we're treating. Typically, with anything treatment-wise like this, needling or peels, we're going to count on about six treatments. 3 to 6, depending on your goals, but 6 treatments are really going to get you there. And they're usually spaced 4 to 8 weeks apart. So you'll notice there's like a month difference in that. And you're actually going to see benefits for sure after your first treatment, but to attain your goals, you're going to want more than one. So what I like to do is, if I'm treating acne, I'm going to have my patients come every 4 weeks, because I know they're definitely going to need and want more than one treatment. So we're going to schedule them every 4 weeks. They're going to come. We're going to do it. And then we're going to come again, we're going to do it again, and they're going to get great results. When I'm treating fine lines and wrinkles and people that are wanting to do it maybe just for more like skin health, we're going to come every 6 to 8 weeks because I really like them to get a good picture of how one microneedling works for them rather than coming in and maybe they'll see a difference. I mean, I always take a before photo because if you don't have a before, you don't have an after. So you always take before photos and you always take progress photos. So you can say, so this was your baseline. Here's your progress today. And then in another, you know, 6 weeks, we're going to take another progress photo and you're going to see even more benefits. And you can look at the photos again, back to my social channels. You can look at those photos and see what great benefits I'm talking about. And I don't, not all of them are listed in exactly how many treatments, but like there's a couple girls that are on there that I say, you know, now this was in the course over about a year with these people and they have good home care routines and all the things, but it's just, it's amazing and you need it in your life. So, and the other thing is you're definitely going to get better benefits. So I did have to dismiss one patient because she just refused to stay out of the tanning bed. And that, first of all, terrible. You shouldn't be laying in the tanning bed because, you know, skin cancer. But also when you're doing a treatment like microneedling or chemical peels, something that's opening up your skin, and then you're going and laying in the tanning bed, you're going to actually get even more damage than if you were just laying in the tanning bed on your own. So I do want my patients to have good home care routine. We will talk about their routine before we leave, or excuse me, before we have the treatment. And then when they leave, I will send them home with like a post-care procedure. Like, here's the things you should and shouldn't do. Here's the things that are helpful. Here's the things you shouldn't use, all of that stuff. Because an at-home routine is absolutely crucial to anything we do in the treatment room. So I'm not a magician. I can't make your skin perfect without your help. I can make you, I can do great treatments. I can offer you things that are incredible for you. But if you're going to go home and do nothing, or if you're going to go home and immediately reverse the things that I've done, i.e. not wearing your sunscreen, laying in a tanning bed, you're not going to see the results. Okay. So quick recap. Microneedling is not derma rolling. It is good for all Fitzpatrick types. Very minimal contraindications. Great for anti-aging, pigment, scarring, and almost zero downtime. So if you have any other questions that I somehow haven't covered or you want to schedule your own needling, let me know. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Skintellectual. If you liked the content, please subscribe with whatever platform that you use. Please leave a review. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to contact me on any of my social channels. I am on Instagram at Debstetician. I'm on Facebook. The group is called Debstetician. And then there's also a Facebook business page that is Debbie Jones, The Skintellectual. And if you're looking for my social channels and you don't know how to spell it, Debstetician is DebstetiCian. I would love to hear from you. I would love for you to be a part of this community. I so appreciate your support. And please remember that healthy skin is beautiful skin.